There's something about the desert. I mean, all great mystics wandered through the desert, from Jesus and the Buddha and everyone, Moses, everyone spent time in the desert, in the wilderness. Sometimes they say desert, sometimes they say wilderness, but it usually means about the same environment.
You walk on some of the land I did off the river before, and I just felt it was so quiet that it was loud, and it was so, I looked in and I'm like, wow, I bet that rock was here when the cowboys and Indians were here. You know, I'm the first one that saw this rock in 200 to 300 years.
When I come to the desert, I don't feel separate. I feel like the oneness of everything, because it's all that pure passive awareness that Rumi says, the face of the faceless, a trace of the traceless, you know?
Most people don't want to go to the desert. They want to go to the beach, or they want to go to, you know, a bar, or this or that, or the mountains. Or the desert's like, there's really nothing there for them.
It's something about the open spaces. You're not boxed in, and your soul doesn't feel boxed in. It just feels like you can stretch out across the land. It's open here, and it's, yeah, like, the oneness vibe is way more potent in a desert vibe. I don't know, it's definitely mystical, definitely mystical.
We never get to experience not hearing anything. You always seem to be hearing something, the air conditioning humming, the radio, the TV, the clanking of dishes. I mean, we're just used to it. But to walk out, take a hike out into the desert, even with a friend, it's so peaceful. I say, that was, you know, it's your God.
Okay. When I first arrived at Joshua Tree, of course, I wanted to go out to the desert and experience the solitude and experience the nature.
Have you walked out into the desert where it was just quiet, that it was not a sound? I don't know if it's that way anymore, but the last time I was in the desert was 30 years ago.
In the desert, there rarely is silence. It might be the wind, it might be a bird, it might be wild horses, depending on which desert you're in.
So I made a point of hiking out far enough away from the road so that it would be quiet. And the first night, it was quiet. I was enjoying the quiet sounds, the silence, and the occasional bird or rustling tree leaf or something, and had a nice normal night. The second night, I slept pretty good, but very early in the morning, I hear in the distance an engine going, like it's 6 a.m, just daybreak. And I thought, wow, that is pretty early to be driving into the park. Why is this person driving into the park, and why is it so loud? It's so much louder than I couldn't hear any other vehicles before. So when I finally packed up and hiked back to the car parking lot, there was all these huge trucks, and there was a movie crew there, and they had enormous trucks with equipment, filled with equipment, and generators running, at least 2 or 3 generators running, which of course I couldn't hear from my campsite out in the desert, but they told me that they were filming a car commercial, and that obviously that was the car that I'd heard accelerating and driving very fast in the early morning. So I actually experienced the sound of a German-engineered car hurtling down the desert highway at daybreak to be filmed for a car commercial. And that's my silly desert sound story.